Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Just out of interest in the room, what emotions do you think are associated with sight loss?
Isolation.
Isolation,
yeah.
Grief. Grief, anger, yeah.
Frustration.
Yeah.
Fear.
Fear, yeah.
Depression.
Depression, yeah. So, what studies show is that somebody having sight loss is very closely related to what's called the grievance model or the bereavement model, which is when you lose somebody that's close to you, you go through the five stages of grief, which is denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. And then they can happen at any of the time, they don't have to go in that order. And I can tell you, when I learned that in my job role, it related with me that I felt all of them things. And I'm very passionate about what I do now. So Sightline is a telephone helpline service which operates between 6 and 10pm in an evening, providing emotional and practical support to people living with sight loss, their families, friends and carers. We have a range of volunteers. We've got over 30 volunteers now, which is fantastic. Some of them are in the room at the minute. I won't say who they are, but some of them are here. And they just listen and they reduce isolation and loneliness between the people that need it, for the callers. What I think personally is that we are getting very good at signposting hospitals and things like that. So ECLOs are on the rise now, eye clinic liaison officers, and to give people that information there when they've just been diagnosed with some sight loss. However, the bridge between when you've got that information to when you go and access it can go on for a long time, can go on for a short time, depending on how you're feeling. And that emotion at that time is where we come in. Because I'm sure some of you can relate to what I'm saying. You know, it is a very, very emotional time. I call it the emotional roller coaster. Because one minute you're up, yes, I can get on with this, yes, I can do it. And then other times you can just feel so depressed and just like, oh, and just can't bother getting up, really. I mean, when I started this job, I was out back doing what I love, so networking between people. We cover the whole of the Northwest, so I go out pretty much everywhere. Speak to people, talk to people every day. But when I get back in at 6 o'clock at night, I shut my door, I'm on my own. And that is, even though I'm with loads of people and got a fantastic family and friends and support network, that is isolating and lonely. So just knowing that there's a number there that I can ring to just talk about my feelings to somebody that gets it is a huge weight lifted. So all my volunteers all have varying degrees of visual impairment who are on the helpline, and they talk to people and reduce isolation. So that's why I really believe in the service. We've just started a befriending service as well, which is going well because some of the people in the room refer into me, and then I'm a bit like Cupid in the sense that I will match somebody up with somebody who's feeling isolated and lonely. And based on their interest and their availability. So the prime aim of the befriending service is to reduce isolation and loneliness between people with a visual impairment. And the volunteers ring them once a week and they talk about everything. And it just reduces a little bit of that isolation. And it's been going for about 2 months now. And I've started ringing people after 2 months, after we've set it up, and asking the question, do you feel less isolated and lonely? And everybody so far has said yes. So that's our befriending service as well. My support worker today is David, and he's just come round and give you some of the cards that we've got. Now, these cards have been designed because I put something on the internet a few months ago asking what you can see is what I'm trying to say, right? the most vision people can see, and what it turned out was that white on black was the best. Mm-hmm. So different colours affect obviously different people depending on eye conditions and things like that. But we designed it like the little postcards you can take away with you, and it just says a little bit about the befriending service and what we do, with our number on there as well. So it does operate between 6 and 10 p.m. If obviously there's quite a few people in the room that work in the sector, so if any of you want any of these cards, then please get in contact with me and I'll post them out to you, because I do believe that this is a fantastic service that can help a lot of people. Obviously we've got Bradbury Fields, we're in here today, and that's a great local charity, as there are so many around the northwest. You've got Henshaws, you've got your Galloways, you've got Wirral around the corner, you've got Cheshire, you know, there's loads and loads of different societies, but they don't operate in an evening like we do, which is why we're a bit unique. And also, they don't, a few people on the lines may empathise with sight loss, but they don't have personal experience of it, and that's where we're a little bit different. We are unique in that sense. So that is basically about Sightline.
Luke, for anybody who would like to get in contact with Sightline, mm-hmm. and use their services, or perhaps, I don't know if you're looking for more volunteers.
I'm always looking for volunteers, everyone's looking for volunteers.
Are you volunteers just in the Northwest?
Yes, the volunteer. So, we are funded to cover the Northwest, mm-hmm. but we will accept calls from anywhere throughout the country. My volunteers go get a directory of all organisations that are in the Northwest. So if anyone does call that are out of there, so say someone calls from London, they won't have that information directly at hand of where to direct, but they can offer the emotional support at that time. So the volunteers, we do just take for the Northwest because that's what we're funded to do. Mm-hmm. But we will accept calls from anywhere. The befriending service as well is only in the Northwest.
And what are the contact details?
It's 0800 587 2252. I didn't realise we were being recorded. I would have put on a better voice, I think.
Thank you ever so much, Luke.
No problem.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.